This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Hey, Macarena.
Hey, Macarena.
Did I say Macarena?
Yo. You're going to have to, by the way, do the job right now. Since you're in Seaport, I'm here in Bristol. It's Barton Hahn, by the way. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. So if you're there and I'm here, then you have to handle the job when I say it's hour number three.
Oh.
And Bart, I'm giving you time to get there. When it's hour number three, what does that mean?
It's the power hour, 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 hour.
Yeah.
See, footprints. Ready to go, Renizi.
Ow.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait, wait. Was Renee the one that went in?
He hit it like, I'm an Aztec warrior. I'm an Aztec warrior.
Oh, man. Did you know, you mentioned Rip Hamilton earlier. Did you know that he was representing your Detroit Pistons on the dais, man, in the lottery?
Yeah, man.
He brought the mask with him?
Yeah, those beautiful waves, braids. We're not going to ask him back because we got fifth, so.
Yeah, right. He dropped back.
We should have got Ben Wallace.
But the team that jumped up is the Orlando Magic in the draft, in the lottery last night. The draft is June 23rd, and we'll get to that. And a lot of the coverage of that draft we'll have here on ESPN. But the winning team is the Orlando Magic, and the general manager from that team joins us right now, John Hammond. John, so I think originally they were supposed to be – Jeff Weltzman was supposed to be at the dais, but it ends up that Jamal Mosley was, and there's a story behind it, John. Can you tell us?
You probably know more about the story than I do. I mean, I think it was just Jeff kind of looked at the group there and said, hey, man, I like the idea of Jamal being up there better than I, and he flipped it.
Yeah, and they win it. So the good luck charm was your head coach. So
100%.
You now win the lottery this year. Last year you had two top 10 picks with Jalen Suggs and Franz Wagner. You know, what you're trying to do here, it's pretty clear since you've been there, is to rebuild this franchise, moving on from several veteran players and going through this way. And Bart and I were talking about it. Is this kind of your version of the process, as they say, building through the draft?
Yeah, I you know, to a certain extent. I mean, you know, the draft picks are going to be very important for us moving forward. We do have our own picks moving forward. We have two more other first picks in the upcoming year. So from other teams. So, you know, we're in a good position in that regard. But you know, you got to get these right, and to have an opportunity to be at one, I think is great for our organization, great for our fan base, great for our city.
You spent some time with the Bucks, right? And famously, you know, drafting Giannis. What did you learn from that experience? Because that's an organization, you know, like Memphis, that was built organically.
Yeah, well, it's what I learned from there is you know, one thing about sport that you need good luck and you need good fortune. And a lot of it sometimes is staying healthy throughout these seasons and in the playoff races, and sometimes in player acquisitions, you need good fortune of, you know, when you acquire players that turn out to be better and sometimes much better than you ever dreamt they would be, then things can really start moving in the right direction for you. So, you know, the draft is, you know, one way to acquire players. Obviously you got through free agency, you have through trade, but, you know, you just have to look at your roster and say, hey, we got one and he's better than we thought. We got another one. He's better than we thought. And if you get one of those special ones, things really start to roll for you.
We're talking with John Hammond, GM of the Orlando Magic. They won the draft lottery last night. We'll pick number one in the NBA draft this year. Is there a special one in this draft?
You know, it's time will tell. And I think that's, I don't want to say true of most drafts. Sometimes, you know, sometimes there is that guy, but those are somewhat rarities as well. I think you guys would agree with that. That you know, there's that particular player that you know that he is going to be special. Sometimes you have to wait and see. But look, odds are obviously much, much better at the top.
Right. Usually you'll get the you clearly, as they say, we'll just draft the best player available. You can certainly do that at number one. What then, can I ask, would be the need for your team if you had one going into the draft, going into this offseason? A lot of young guys, but, you know, Suggs, Cole Anthony, guards. Wagner has been a really good wing, kind of four. What are you looking for then in this draft?
Well, you just answered it before this, you know, about taking the best player on the board. And you hate to be too cliche-ish here and kind of start saying those sort of things. But look, at the top, for the most part, that's exactly what we do. And I think it's true in our sport, most any sport, you say, who's the best player available here? And, you know, we're a young team. We're a rebuilding team. We have needs all over the board. Not that we don't like some of the young players on our roster. We do and think they have a chance to be very good players in this league and that we can move forward and win with them. But look, we're gonna evaluate this, find the combination, best person, best player.
How do you like to build your teams? As I'm watching the playoffs, it looks like the teams that have the staying power have long wings, big physical guys. Like, what's your philosophy as far as building a team? How do you like to build a team?
Well, I mean, you know, kind of we have always liked long, lanky guys that you're describing. You know, in today's game, multi-positional players are so important. You know, people, the game today is defensively in particular, it's all about switching and switching so many ball screens, screens off the ball that if you can have players that can cover multiple positions. And then on the other end of the floor, it's kind of the same way to a certain extent because the floor is so spaced. So, you know, the days of saying we're going to, like, you know, dump it inside to the big power center, not that that can't happen and not that that won't happen again, not that you can't win a championship with that. I think you probably still could. But as we all know, the game is today, the three-point line, mm-hmm. what that's done to our game, stretching the floor. And so, you know, multi-dimensional players, obviously really important in this game today.
Right, we're talking with John Hammond, the GM, the general manager of the Orlando Magic. They won the NBA draft lottery last night. They will pick number one in the draft come June 23rd. And obviously, would never expect you to reveal everything, but questions.
Unless you want to.
Certainly, yeah, right. But questions that certainly need to be answered and asked. But I will ask this because, you know, we see in the league that this happens. So you come into a team that had a little bit making the playoffs, a little bit of playoff success, had that core of players, Aaron Gordon, Evan Fournier, Nick Vucevic, decide to make that move and say, we've got to move on. We've got to break this thing up and move forward and build this thing through the draft like you have been doing here. When you see there are some teams that could take forever. There are other teams, they hit it, you get the right picks, and it can turn over quickly. Is that a difficult decision to make, to say, all right, we're going to, you know, take a deep breath and here we go. We're going to do this, not knowing really, you know, what's going to come on the other side of it.
It's frightening. It's very frightening. And you described though exactly why, because, you know, what you can do, you have the option with the team we had, with, you mentioned those three veteran guys in particular, with Nick and Evan Fournier and Aaron Gordon, we have three players there that can always keep us competitive. And, you know, so it's hard to kind of like break up a group like that, even like saying, look, we can stay competitive and keep everyone happy to a certain extent. But that's not what this is all about. This is all about trying to win and trying to win big. You know, I say, guys, when they come into this business and when they start playing, they play for one reason and one reason only. That's to win a championship. And coach comes in, when a coach takes a job, he's trying to win a championship, and obviously ownership's won championships, and you know, fans do too. So it's all about how do you put yourself in a position to not just be good, but to win and win long term. And it's obviously, it's not easy to do. You just said it, you know, you hit it, you find one of those guys, mm-hmm. and man, you could it can start rolling for you.
Something you mentioned earlier about that a guy that maybe you didn't expect to be as great as he became is. Is that what you see in Giannis? And I know Giannis has spoken so fondly about you and how you treated him when he first got there and you know, felt so alone, kind of homesick, and you were there for him. When you see where he is now in his career, a champion, a two-time MVP, you know, somebody that has become a big face of the league, did you see that then? And what you see now, like, how do you feel about it?
Look, it was a break. It was the ultimate break for the Milwaukee Buck organization on all front, from an ownership standpoint, from a from a organization overall standpoint, the city standpoint, state standpoint, that he turned out to be who he is. But look, we took him with the 15th pick in the draft. Had we thought he was going to be this, we would have tried to sneak up to, you know, top 10, top five, whatever it was, to get him. But, you know, it's just one of those things. It's a draft. You know, there's guys that are, you know, as we said, luck is going to be probably more easily achievable with the top five, top 10 type picks. But every once in a while, you can hit it later. Sometimes you can hit it with a second round pick. There's been Hall of Famers pick mid first round pick, late first round picks, even second round picks. It can happen, but it's been great to watch him, and so happy for him.
Yeah. Mike Singletary is my coach. He used to tell me greatness comes in every shape and size. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, when you find those players, and it seems like every organization is able to find that needle in the haystack at some point in their career. You know, do you use Giannis as a tell that, you know, what's built lasts longer than what's born? Because this is a guy that came in and put the work in. You look at his body, you know, you don't get that. That's not talent. That's will. Right. So do you use that as a caution, as a tell, you know, for people that you bring into your organization that, listen, hard work beats tired talent every day.
Mm-hmm. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It is so true. It is so true. You know, the one thing that I will say about a guy like that, all of these guys, you know, I've been in the NBA a long time and have had a chance to coach Hall of Fame players, have had a chance to work alongside Hall of Fame players and coaches. And, you know, all of those guys, they got it. And what they have, they've got this extraordinary drive and desire to be great. And I'll just say this, from the beginning, something seemed different about Giannis, and that's what it was. Is this guy really all about this? Does he really have this drive? Because it looked like he was kind of somewhat possessed to be great from the very, very beginning, and he's achieved it. So, you know, you can talk to guys about it, and you can kind of try to explain what it is, but man, you know as well as I do, it's kind of that inner tick they have that allows them to become that.
Yeah, John, and obviously it's something you just try to find in every player, and if you could see it right away, it'd make it so much easier. Great to catch up with you. Congratulations, winning the lottery. Now all you got to do is pick the right player, right? It's very simple.
That's it. Thank you guys so much for the chance to be on with you.
All right, all the best. And I'll tell you what, Bart, drafting's the easy part. Developing, to me, is the hard part.
Yeah, man.
Because you can get so many players. You've seen it around the league. There are players that were so talented and so much was said about them. They go somewhere, and if they go to the wrong place, they can disappear. It's all about where you go and who takes care of you. And that's why I've
culture.
That Giannis story about what he said about John Hammond and how John, when I'm in the hotel, I'm homesick, I'm by myself, and John treated me like I was his son. That stuff's important. Because now Giannis, instead of being homesick and feeling sorry for himself, is now allowed to then say, all right, I'm going to put the work in. And over time, he gets to that place that maybe no one expected him to get.
Yeah.
John Hammond giving us that straight talk, Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. All right, coming up in 30 seconds, we look ahead now to the Western Conference Finals tonight. Game one, Luka, Steph Curry. We got some sizzle tonight, baby. But first, Bart, tell us about Grainger.
For all the ones who get it done, Grainger is always there to help. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help keep your facility safe and your people even safer. Call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop on by.
Ow! It is the nightmare of every hooper, every squad. But for it to happen in a game seven, like, we have off nights. We have bad nights. I can be touched by that. But in a game seven?
Even before the game one, you know, nobody picked us. So it was motivational for us.
Yes, Bart, it was motivational for us. I love how he just went all, like, villain with his voice in the post game of game seven.
He sounded like a Bond
yeah,
villain.
He went straight Bond villain. Because, like, when you hear him talk, like, he does obviously have a bit of an accent. Yeah, he is from Europe, but I think he thickened it up a little bit there, like, to make it just a little more
sinister. I get that from my Jamaican friends, you know what I mean? Like, one time, like, for real, one time I was driving, and one of my friends called his dad. He started talking to Jamaican. I thought I was getting robbed. I was like, arr! Like, somebody else in the car? Min, min, bang, bang. Like, what? Hold us, huh? Who the hell in the car?
But what do we get now in this series? Because you asked the question earlier, which we talked about it. The Suns just did not have an answer for Luka. And in fact, it seemed like at times they were just letting him score. Like, the whole idea is there's two ways to look at it. Do you shut down the great player, or do you shut down the supporting cast and let the great player just go off, but no one else, everybody else feel detached, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder how the Warriors will attack this, because I feel like the Warriors are different and more unique than most teams. This was a great point brought up, and I want to say it was brought up this morning on Get Up by either Vince Carter or by, it might have been also a Wendy. Golden State has seen this before. Golden State has played finals against LeBron James, and they've played against Kevin Durant before they had him on their team. They've had to deal with these singular players who are just dominant, and they know how to play that way. They know what to do. And not only do they have one guy that could play him, they got several. And I believe Andrew Wiggins, in their four games they played against each other this season, Wiggins played against them the most. Gary Payton the second also did, but obviously he's not available to them. But the guy who had the most success against Luka Doncic, Klay Thompson. So they've got, Bart, several options they can throw at him. And I wonder
if... Forget about Kuminga.
Well, and then Kuminga's on the list as well. Of course, he's another part of it. And I wonder if you're Steve Kerr, what Vince Carter said this morning was, if you just show him the same thing game after game, he's going to make the adjustment. You've got to then throw something else at him. The Suns never did that. The Warriors can do that. They can switch it up from game to game and make it constantly for him a battle. So what would you do? Would you want to just focus on him and lock him up? Or would you say, no, you just can't let Dinwiddie go for 30.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And, you know,
and Finney Smith.
You know what I mean? Finney Smith knocked down three. Like, you can't let that stuff. Maxi Kleber, obviously, Jalen Brunson. Like, you can't let those guys eat. That's how you win. So which way would you go?
I'm definitely going to – I'm going to assign somebody to him – that's going to try and wear him down, right? He's a guy that, listen, we think his conditioning is better. He plays at his own pace. We want to try and speed him up as far as offensively picking him up full court, harassing him. You know what I mean? He's a decent ball handler, but he's not a tremendous ball handler. He doesn't have that ball on the string like Kyrie. So I'm going to make sure that I'm pressuring him. And I tell guys, when guys like Kuminga comes in, your one job is to harass him and make him have to make difficult shots and understand that he's going to take that sidestep three. Make sure you close out the space. Don't give him room to land, but make him have to shoot over you, right? Make him have to shoot over you. Understand that's the move that's coming, right? But also, listen, we're not letting anybody else get off. But, you know, I'm going to sign somebody, and on the offensive side, I'm going to get him in pick and rolls, and he's going to be the fish because I'm going to make him have to work on both sides.
Well, that's the other
point. And if
right.
I'm able to get him in foul trouble, then he's on the bench, and then now the others are going to have to play major roles.
That's a great point. Because what you think he'll do is they'll have him guard Draymond Green.
Yep.
And all Draymond Green has to do is, okay, come with me.
Yep.
I'm going to go set a screen on Steph Curry, and guess what island you're about to go on?
Yep.
You know, and then
well, because that's what
Steph
they're going to do.
Put him on skates.
That's what they're going to do. You think they about to get Steph in a pick and roll and try and use him barbecue chicken like they just did with Chris Paul?
Mm-hmm. That's really what the NBA's become. I mean, that's what happened last night with the Heat and the Celtics. It was Peyton Pritchard just got picked on. You know, everywhere they went, they just kept, because everybody switches now. That's just what happens. So again, it's I wonder, all right, if I gave you for an average on the series, over under 30.5 points per game on this for the series. Luka over or under. Keep in mind what he's averaging in the playoffs.
60.
Yeah. What do you got? Over, are you going over or under right now?
I'm going he's averaging 31. I'm going to give him I'll say he averaged. They'll get him down a little bit. He'll have a couple big games, but he'll have a couple tough games. So I say he'll probably average 27.
He's going to average 27 a game. All right. So it's not too far off his average. As you said, he's averaging over 31 points a game in the playoffs so far. See, I kind of feel like this series, and that's why I asked the question earlier, and some people want to say it's hate. You can say it's hate. It's just reality. I'm watching because I love basketball, but Heat Celtics doesn't have that same feel I think tonight's series is going to have. It's Steph Curry. It's the Warriors. It's Luka. It's just a lot more sizzle to it. I also think this series won't be a grinder. This series could be a, you know, high scoring up and down affair.
Oh yeah.
I mean, this could be that kind of game. I mean, the Mavericks want to get out and run. Like, that's what they want to do. They want to get in the paint. They want to do, you know, get into paint kickouts. But they want to score quick and early. That's Jason Kidd. Now, we saw Jason Kidd does care about defense. It's not like nobody's going to nobody's going to just say we're not playing defense here.
Yeah.
But these are two teams that are going to want to get up and down the floor.
And they're long. They're big and long too, with Fitty Smith on the wings and stuff like that. That's why I think this is a good series for Kuminga to get out and use that length and that athleticism. Because Draymond burns out fast, right? And you got to make sure that Draymond doesn't get in foul trouble trying to get up in Luka, because you know it's like Draymond he's not a guy that takes defensive plays off. He doesn't have that gene to kind of let Luka beat him to the basket, put him on his back. But he doesn't have the elevation and length to get the ball off the glass or knock it off the glass. So, you know, you can see Luka getting him in foul trouble. So that's why you got to have different looks for him at all times. You got to blitz him at times, all kind of stuff.
Yeah, we shall see. I mean, again,
good thing Curry's back.
What? Yeah, right. They do get their head coach back. COVID has still had an impact on sports, you know, and you got to keep an eye on that too, because it is a little more rampant and will. If someone like Al Horford did in the game last night, at the last minute, suddenly you're out without Al Horford, it changes everything, and it has a major impact, like it certainly did. So, again, Heat Celtics, yeah, it was a good game. Third quarter was a little bit wild, and I'm watching, and it's like Jimmy Butler is a really good player. Really, really good player. When he turns it on, it's compelling.
He's a star.
Yeah.
Not a superstar.
When he turns it on, he's compelling. Can he will them to a championship? I don't know. Can he get him to the finals? Yeah, because we've seen him do it before. But when I'm looking at Luka Doncic and the Mavericks, I'm looking at, is this the first of many we're going to see of this dude on this stage? And when I look at the Warriors, I see Steph Curry, and I go, well, we know they've been there, done that three times over. I mean, they've been back here several times.
And they have receipts, too. Don't forget, they've had receipts. We've been laughing at them for 2 years.
Revenge tour. Yeah. So for them, I've seen them do it, too. I feel like the champion right now is likely the team in the West. Everybody else is saying it's the East. Do you agree or disagree? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app.
Bart and Hahn.
So my wife said, who's Bart Seth? So then I showed her on YouTube, and she had the nerve to say, oh, he's handsome. You're not going to sell my woman, Bart. You're not
going to
steal my woman.
I just want a fair chance, man.
Hey man, I'm very bad at it. My wife will cut me, so I, you know what I'm saying? That's right, I want no smoke. Maybe we can go on a double date.
Bart and Hahn.
Double date without you, son.
So evil.
Keep it together. Bless you.
Is that really how I sound?
Bart not Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. The number, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Western Conference Finals, Game 1 is tonight, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern on TNT. 8:30 Eastern is when the coverage begins on ESPN Radio. Bart, I will be handling the pre and post and halftime.
Oh, yeah.
You pretty fired up for that.
No doubt.
Mark Kessler and PJ Carlissimo, by the way.
I love PJ.
Scotty!
He got that one of those Scotty voices.
With George Sedano. Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. But you're right. That's PJ, man. PJ definitely has that coach's voice. He hasn't coached in a bunch of years yet. He still doesn't have his voice. Like, it's gone forever.
Yeah, he needs throat lozenges and some Manuka honey.
Yeah. Also tonight, we've got Rangers Hurricanes.
Yeah,
that's
buddy.
On ESPN TV. 7 o'clock is when that's a game one in the second round, and I'm dying to see.
Is that Don Juan LaGreca? Did they bench him for the playoffs?
Don LaGreca, is he on the radio call?
I don't know, son.
On ESPN, he did a TV call, don't he? Might be. Don LaGreca is remember, he had COVID.
Oh, yeah.
So he did not get to call any of those, especially game six. Imagine game seven, his goal call. And Eddie Cohen, we love him, but he's a basketball guy.
Yeah.
Like, Don did not get a chance to call that. But he should be back on the call.
They gave him life, baby.
He
got that team wolf hair, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's letting it
underrated
go.
Underrated hair. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you what, though.
Out there looking like Barry Melrose.
I want to see how that building is in Carolina.
Mm.
Because they did the thing like the Rams, where the Rams wouldn't let any of the 49ers fans buy tickets.
They kept it within the
zip code or the area code. So if your credit card, it's a zip code. If your credit card has a zip code that's outside, I think, of South Carolina, North Carolina, and like, I think, Southern Virginia, you can't buy tickets.
Come on, son. You know how many New Yorkers
reside. That's what
I'm saying. Like, nobody. When people get old, they leave New York and they keep one house in New York and they got their chill house.
How petty, honestly, do you have to be to do that?
New York got money. New York fan base got money, right? It's just like, I don't know how, like, the Pittsburgh fans got all that money, man. They got all that money and they will travel. They've spent that money. If that's one thing they do, that's they gonna get there.
Yeah.
So you can't stop New Yorkers from getting in there. They know every every ticket scam in the world.
We'll find out. Early in the game, you'll know.
They gonna be in there.
Ranger fans are, because when you see a regular season game between the Rangers and the Hurricanes, that building is not 50-50. No, it's like majority Ranger fans.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to see if they were able to show out in this game. So you got the playoffs tonight on the Stanley Cup side of things as well. It's Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And now a no-frills ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You ready, Bart? Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
You can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. That's it. That's all it was.
That's like Jesus wept right there, straight to the damn point.
That's it.
You can save money.
See if you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com. Let's grab some calls. Let's see. Who's been waiting a bit? Let's go with Keith in Hoboken.
Oh man.
Yeah, man. What's up, Keith?
Keith got money.
Yes.
He got money.
Keith?
What's up, Keith? Keith on the road.
Hey, how's it going?
What's happening?
What up?
Yep.
We're good, man. Love your show. First time caller.
Thank you.
Keith, what's up, Keith? Oh, you got a Nextel, Keith?
Hey.
Come on, man. What's up?
Can you hear me now?
We got you. What you got for us?
We got you.
Awesome, man. Hey, y'all talking about the Warriors game tonight. You know, been following KD's career and obviously what he's been doing out there in Brooklyn. You know, if the Warriors won another championship, you know, what does that do for KD? You know, he never won one before he went over there. He had him in the finals before he switched teams. And if they go on to win another one, you know, where does that leave him?
It just leaves him without a championship other than the years he was in Golden State. I don't think
it diminishes his. I don't know about
that. I don't think it. There's no tarnish or anything like that. But
he was the best player on that team. If you went there and been like Gary Payton trying to hold on to Dwayne Wade's jockstrap, you know what I'm saying?
Different.
That's totally different. Well, I can't say about GP. He might try to swing on me in person.
But what do you like? But what do we say though about Durant? I think it will be forever said that we all agree that the best thing would have been for him to stay in Golden State.
Yeah, he'd have won four.
It's easy for us to say that.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But that, like, the best thing would have been to stay there. Now, remember, he popped his Achilles and Clay blew out his ACL.
Yeah.
So they would have still had to go through what they went through over the last year or two. But you saw how he came back last year.
If KD was on that team right now, nobody in the league would have a chance to win a title. Like, he did us a favor by giving us some parity because it was the big threes. Now it's kind of like twosomes going on right now. Ain't no big threes no more.
Yeah, you're right. Twosomes. No more threesomes.
Yep.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729.
You know I like threesomes better than twosomes.
3776. The more the merrier, Bart. Although, we're a pretty good twosome.
Didn't we just talk about double dates?
No, absolutely. And then, like Renee's like our stepchild.
Renee?
Lacto.
Lactose?
Oh, look at this little baby. Hey, you know, Renee, 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 how long can...
Wait, because he's in that room, like, and he's got the window, like, he's like the voyeur.
Yeah. Like, Renee, you got, like, the little mustache. Like, how long did you have that? Do you have that mustache, like, at 12?
No, actually, it came around probably about 14, 15?
Oh, all right, 14, 15. So you, Renee has had the permastache. He's had the permastache, and nothing else has grown since. It's like he's the kid that was like the first to have a stash,
but
the last to have a beard.
Exactly.
The goatee came in really late. The chin hairs came in super late. I was probably like 19, 20 years old before
but
that.
My son had a classmate, man. He came over. He was like 10. He had a full stash. Like, yo, bring this old man over here. The plane. Like, hold on. How old are you, son?
He came out the womb like that, bro.
Yeah, I swear. And sideburns for days. Like, hold on, man. You 12 years old. What are you doing with a full stash?
Oh, my God. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Do you take the Heat culture or the Patriot way? Which one would be the better one? Look, which one fits you? Because as both people have said from both sides of it, it's not for everyone. So Heat culture, Patriot way. Which one fits you? Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776 is the number. So Donovan Mitchell was at the Rangers game 7 win in overtime over the Penguins. He's been at Met games. He's talking to Lindor right there on the field, chatting him up.
He wants to be with us so bad.
The Knicks didn't move in the lottery last night. All right, they stayed right there at 11. Good news is they didn't drop, but they didn't move up again. In fact, they haven't moved up. Everybody knows this, right? Since the frozen envelope, they have never moved up.
So that's when you sell your soul.
But crazy.
Patrick Ewing.
Well, I would do it again. It's Patrick Ewing, dude.
Yeah. Hi, Ryan.
All right. But I said this yesterday, Bart. You weren't here, so I'll say it, and I want your reaction. This is a year I kind of feel like the Knicks aren't going to make the pick. This year I feel like this is a year the Knicks use the pick as a way to get a player that can help them win now.
Is it a player that should have been here anyway?
I mean, I don't know. It could be, but you get what I'm saying. Like, and you never know, but they've had 4 lottery picks. 2 of them aren't even on the damn team anymore. Last year, you know, they did a nice job. Also, I mean, you know, they found some good players. Quentin Grimes is a good player. You know, Emmanuel Quickley is a good player. You know, they've been able to use these picks and find good players that have helped build out the roster. But you can't have a bunch of good players are nice, but you got to get a guy. And maybe RJ Barrett is a guy, they got to pay him. But they got to need some more guys.
Yeah,
and you can get a guy with the 11th pick. And I think this is the year you kind of do it. Do you think it's crazy?
I don't know, man. You think about getting a guy, we just heard Giannis was the 15th pick.
Yeah.
We just heard that, you know, you look at Jimmy Butler, he was the last pick of the first round. We look at Kawhi Leonard. Can we get one of those finally?
Let me tell you something.
Can we get one of those?
You have the 11th pick in the draft, in a draft that's got a lot of, it's got depth, but it doesn't have a superstars, right? If you can get yourself a player like Donovan Mitchell, you give up the 11th pick in the draft. I mean, that's not something that you,
absolutely.
You don't debate that, right? Like, you don't debate that. You do that. So that's the kind of thing I'm thinking about. Whether it's him or someone else, just feel like this is the draft. If you're going to trade the pick for a player, this is the one you do it in. We're back.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. Let's go to Matthew in Brooklyn. Matthew, what's up, man?
Hello.
You too busy dancing to the song, son.
Yeah.
Hello.
What up? What up?
Yes.
What up, bud?
What it do?
Listen, I want to comment about the Heat.
Yep.
They're doing what basketball should be doing. None of these super teams, I'm sick and tired of it. It should be one great guy on each team and who could beat whoever. Whoever wins, they're the man in the NBA. That's the way it was when I grew up watching basketball.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And then the teams that drafted would get multiple great players. Like the Bulls had Scottie Pippen, who they drafted, right? So you can build a super team through the draft, which is what the Golden State Warriors did, right?
Well, he did go get Dennis Rodman for a second tour, his second dynasty.
Later on. Well, you're supposed to make smart trades to supplement your roster. But the whole idea is the super team thing that I think he's referencing. Now, they bring in Jimmy Butler, but what did they do? They drafted Bam Adebayo. Right? They drafted Tyler Hero. They found undrafted players like Gabe Vincent, made him a starter.
Kyle Lowry, though.
Kyle Lowry's a guy. Well, they signed him, of course. You signed him. That's a smart signing. Guy who fits your culture. This is what you do. The Golden State Warriors are built through the draft. They're not a super team. Who's a super team? Are the Celtics a super team? They were built through the draft.
That's true, but at the time, they spent a lot of money.
What are the Dallas Mavericks but a bunch of former Knicks and Luka Doncic?
But Allen, they haven't won yet. When you look at the Golden State dynasty,
yes,
they spent a lot of money to bring Iggy in. Iggy was a Philadelphia star.
That was their big free agent signing.
So they all do it a little bit. Now, they've done it better than most.
But Iggy didn't make you a super team.
Drafting Draymond
in the second round, drafting Steph Curry, and drafting Klay Thompson, that made you a super team.
Who won MVP? Like, Iggy was that dude.
He was the finals MVP, because he had locked up LeBron.
And he was a superstar, though, too. He was a superstar in Philadelphia. It wasn't like that was a small, insignificant thing. Mm. Now, I do agree that a lot of times when you get three or four guys to try and join at one time, like when you get Paul George and Kawhi to try and come in succession, that's different. You know, but when you get one player from here, you know, we look at Shaq going over, you know, getting one is allowed. Like how Kyrie and they tried to do it and bring James Harden. That's just imagine how that team would have been
if they
would have kept
alone.
Everybody there and then bring James Harden and had Allen.
They got greedy.
LeVert,
they got greedy and they made that move. They got greedy. They went for it and it blew up in their face.
Yep.
And now they've got to see if they can recover from it by making another trade and bringing in a Ben Simmons and hoping that still works out. But it still isn't the same roster that it would have been had they left it alone. I'm just pointing out that of the four teams left in the NBA, you wouldn't call any of them a super team.
That's true.
They were all teams built through the draft. Now, did they add a player with a smart move? Yeah. Jimmy Butler went there because he fit that culture. Not everybody fits that culture. He was a perfect fit. I mean, the Warriors were built. The Mavs are still being built. Like, think about it. That's what it is. It's not a super team. Let's go to Scott in White Plains. Scotty, what's up, man? Scott?
I think we just got a bit of a delay.
Yes.
Scott, how you doing?
I'm all right.
What do you got?
How are you doing? Were you in a horror movie?
Guys,
what the hell is
you guys,
that
you guys door? Talking about, you guys talking about whoever wins the Western Conference is going to win the championship. I don't agree with that.
No? You don't think the Warriors are a team that can win a championship?
They're probably going to be the favorite.
I do, but I think they're undersized. I think the championship's coming out of the East.
Who's the team?
Say it again?
Well, either one of you, the Heat or the Celtics, you see them win a championship.
It's going to be Celtics Golden State. It's going to be Celtics Golden State.
Well, Scott, give a reason why. Let me hear it.
Because defense travels, offense doesn't. And they both play great defense.
Golden State Warriors play really good defense.
Yeah, they're
very good defense.
Warriors are undersized, though.
That's true.
Warriors are undersized.
They do play small, but tell me about the Heat that is, wow, how big are the Heat? Bart just told us how the Celtics made them look small.
Yeah, Bam Adebayo.
Yeah, that was
6'9".
The first half. It's all about adjustments. You know, this Celtics coach is pretty smart. He's not being given a lot of credit.
Yeah.
He would make adjustments for game two. Just because they lost game one, now the series is not over.
Nobody said
I still got Boston winning that series.
I got Boston.
Yeah,
we did.
We did the same thing, Scott. No, I appreciate the call, man. Look, you can disagree with me. It's fine. I'm just looking at, and maybe I shouldn't say it's coming out of the West because, Luka somehow wins this series. That'd be. I'll tell you what, though, Bart, it'd be hard to say that they couldn't. If they can, if the Mavericks get out of this series and get to the finals,
yeah, they can beat the Suns.
I mean, damn,
and they can beat the Golden State Warriors. They can beat anybody.
You know what I'm saying? And
Jason Kidd will be something unbearable. About that.
Oh,
Jason
yeah.
Kidd will be unbearable.
There's just something again. There's just something about star power. About these guys when they get in the moment. Like what Luka's doing is very similar to LeBron in 2007. Yeah, I know you don't. I know it's a bad memory.
Yeah, he's dragging bums with him.
I know
bums,
that's a bad memory. No, it's not bums.
I'm not saying bums. Guys. When I say, yeah, that's what I mean. Regular,
you know what this is
Joes.
Like? This is like you if you were dragging me to a win over Key and Jay.
No,
what this is.
No, I'm not accepting the Allen.
No, that's what it is. This is if somehow we beat them,
they call
you. This is your LeBron 07. That's what that is. You just dragged a bum to the finals.
What's you like Kelly Trepuka, son?
Oh man! Well, what I am tonight, I'm gonna be hosting tonight the NBA playoffs. ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight. Game one of the Western Conference Finals. The Warriors host the Mavs, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. I've got pre and post. I'm pretty fired up for that. Mark Kestenscher, PJ Carlissimo, and George Sedano on the call out at Chase Center in San Francisco. Definitely looking forward to that game tonight, Bart. It should be a lot of fun. We got some sizzle tonight. We got star power. And you got Rangers-Penguins in the playoffs as well, Bart. Lots to talk about tomorrow. I will see you then.
I holla.
Bart and Han.